Now, did you see this with Chris and Amy?
Okay, this is kind of dark, but China, which is usually, you know, usually plays the long game. Like, they think in terms of, like, millennia.
Yeah.
Unlike Americans.
20 years ahead.
They're
like all about the now.
Well, they're, like, not 20 years ahead. They're 500 years ahead.
Whatever.
Usually. Except really super short-sighted when they had their evil and tragic one baby policy. That's when all the window babies, you know, the little girls would die. It was awful. But they had one baby policy for years and years and years. That was only rescinded in 2016. Well, guess what? China, one, has a surplus of men. There's like 30 million more men than girls because people were prioritizing sons. So they don't have anyone to marry. And two, they don't have enough babies being born to maintain a stable population. People got used to having one kid. So now they are paying $500 a year for the first 3 years to have kids. It's a birthing incentive. We'll give you $500 a year for the first 3 years if you have a kid, because they basically trained a population to not have kids. Because when you do have one child, you will allocate your finances differently. You can live a certain lifestyle, and that kid can expect certain things when you only have one kid versus four or five. So it's not just that, oh, well, once we allow people to have more kids, they'll have more kids. No, you've changed a culture. You've changed a culture to where now they're used to one kid. It's a huge issue, and people are not having kids in China.